I bet it was the time change. I bet it was the spring forward. It made our audio.
What happened? I couldn't hear you. I knocked my earbud out of my ear.
I said, I think the reason that the audio wasn't in sync is because we were on, like, spring forward, daylight savings time that week. So,
maybe, yeah.
Change the equilibrium of the computer disk.
We recorded that episode in the living room. We don't usually. The Wi-Fi router is in the den, and that's usually where we record. So my hope is that recording again in the den tonight will help to alleviate the audio issues that we had last time.
I don't know. My guess is either on my end or your end, Audacity lagged for a little bit, and it didn't get noticed. So it made it.
Right.
Made it.
But the weird thing is that it kept happening throughout the recording where I would sync us up again and then a couple minutes later we'd be unsynced again. Huh. And it's the weirdest thing. Like, normally when I'm editing, I can find where we're unsynced and move one track to the right spot so that we're synced up, and then I never have to touch it again the rest of the episode. But this I had to fix it every like minute. Sure. So it was kind of, I apologize to all the listeners for the audio of the last episode. Hopefully that will not happen again.
Well, I'm sorry that you had to go through all that work. Yep. I'm sure it was a pain in the ass. But you know, as they say, Daniel,
what
if every pork chop were perfect, we wouldn't have hot dogs.
Do they say that?
What?
Or do you say that? Because that's pretty good.
It's from a cartoon that was on a while back.
Bluey?
It was like, no, it was like... Steve something, Captain? I don't know. It was one of those shows that, like, I'm gonna, like, the brony crowd probably graduated to after they stopped that stuff.
The what crowd?
You know, brony.
Oh, like, right. The My Little Pony people?
Yeah. It was one of those shows that was on, like, Cartoon Network, but it wasn't really aimed at young kids. Like, it wasn't a bad show. I only watched a few episodes. But anyway, the main character, anytime his dad would often say, now remember, if every pork chop were perfect, we wouldn't have hot dogs.
Gotcha.
Like, when something would go wrong.
I had not thought about adult My Little Pony fans in a long time. Bronies.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That was like 2012 era.
And that was back when we were in our prime on the
back
Indian Mojo show.
The old Indian Mojo show. Yeah. I'm not even sure if we were jacked up yet at that point.
No, I don't think so.
So, yeah. Anyway. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
And sorry, Phil, and probably Kyle. I realized on the last episode that didn't turn out so well that I made a comment about our only listener being Phil, and then I felt bad. I was like, oh no, because Kyle listens.
Yes. But we have other listeners.
There was other context.
You'd be surprised. We had like 50 listens last month, so even though we had like one episode. So.
Well, sure, but that was me listening to the same episode 25 times to make sure that I wasn't just like losing my mind.
No, it's just sometimes I'll look at our numbers and be like, wait, what? Who are these people? But, no, we have a couple people listening that we don't know about.
Good.
Yeah. Hopefully the
people I work with.
Hopefully they come back.
They're probably people I work with. And they're documenting all the shit I say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's same. Alicia. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Or her lawyers. It's just her lawyer. Listening to it.
I don't think she has a lawyer anymore. Okay. I don't know. I don't care. We've actually been getting along fairly well, so.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's good.
or been, I should say, co-parenting fairly well.
How have you been?
Which is all that matters. How have I been? I don't know. I was...
You were sick.
It's been a while since we've chatted.
Yes. Because you were sick.
Yes, I was sick. Well, I feel like even before then it was a while.
Yeah, true.
I don't remember. That was... So I got COVID. And...
Yep.
Like, I think the worst part of it for me this time is what, you know, the fog, or I've heard people talk about that, but the previous time I had COVID, I didn't have any of that. In fact, I hardly had any symptoms at all. I wouldn't even have known I had it if we weren't doing mandatory testing at work at that time. But this time, like, I had a little fever just for a couple hours and got some body aches and some mild cold symptoms. And I was all right for the first few days. And then, like, I just started not being able to, like, concentrate on anything or focus or remember stuff. But I felt mostly physically fine. Then one day I got up to just, like, do some laundry or dishes or something. And, like, I couldn't, like, even finish it. I was just, like, exhausted. It took me, like, 4 hours to fold a load of laundry. Anyway.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, and I just stayed completely, like, confused and dizzy and clueless and tired for, like, 10 days. And when I finally went back to work, that first day was awful. But I still got the sniffles a little bit, and I still have to think about what I'm doing sometimes, which probably is something I should have been doing my whole life anyway.
What do you mean, think about what you're doing?
Like, I'll forget what I'm doing.
Oh.
Or what I was going to do. Or, like, things just don't come... Like, I'm not as sharp, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, whatever. I'm not as much of a smartass because I can't come up with things as quickly. I don't know. But I'm on the mend. I'm feeling better.
Good. Good.
But it definitely kicked my ass this time.
Yeah.
But it was delayed. It was strange.
I thought delayed I was fine. Ass kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, that's about it.
Well, and my
wrestling
dad
wrestling is over.
My dad was in the hospital. That was another reason we had to postpone.
Yeah. Well, I still wasn't feeling very good last week, or was that the week before?
Well, yeah, you still weren't feeling good. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is Mr. Gregory Jones?
She's better. She's back home.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. But I don't know. He's got heart issues. I don't know how much detail I really want to go into.
Yeah, it's not yours.
I'm like, HIPAA, it's not yours.
Well, he's not my patient.
I know, but I immediately go there. I can't help it.
But he's got heart issues, and, you know, hopefully they'll get it figured out. But he was in the hospital for a few days, and it was just scary at first, honestly. Like, I just didn't know. I mean, he went to the hospital. He was totally, like, of sound mind when he went to the hospital. It was never, like, a heart attack or anything like that, but it was still, you know, he was just not, his heart was not working the way it should, and it's still not, but they're trying to fix it. It's better than it was. Yes. So they're trying to figure out, you know, what's causing it and how to make it better. And I think just living a little bit healthier will help him. So we'll see how that goes.
Definitely. Yep. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it was scary. I've been very fortunate. Both my parents have lived a long time. My mom had a heart attack almost 30 years years ago now at this point. Massive heart attack. But, like, she had... I've told you about this, right, Jeremy?
I recall vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, it was Mother's Day. And it was first thing in the morning. I was up early watching SportsCenter. It was like 6 o'clock. And she came out to the kitchen to get some coffee. And she had only been out there for a few minutes. And like my dad gets up super early to brew the coffee. So it was ready to go before I even got up. So I get up, I start SportsCenter, and I hadn't even said good morning to her, and she was getting sugar for her coffee, and all of a sudden I heard a big crash, and I said, "Mom, you okay?" No response. So I went out to the kitchen, and she was out there, like, on her back, like, just, like, saliva coming out of her mouth and twitching and just, like, looking awful. And I didn't know what the hell to do. I just
you were stayed like with her and 10 years old?
Yelled. That was 12.
So still, that's pretty terrifying.
So I yelled and I called for my dad, and my dad came out and he gave her CPR and did chest compressions, and she survived, but she had more massive heart attacks in the hospital. Like, it wasn't the only one she had that day.
Yeah.
And somehow, like, the woman survived. And
she hasn't had any since that stint?
No. She quit smoking. It took years for her to quit smoking after that. But yeah, she quit. And she... We started eating healthier for the most part. Somewhat. She certainly ate healthier after that than she had been. So, yeah, she was like 50 when that happened. So I've been fortunate that my parents have not passed away. And it was just like, I think it was like a moment for me and my siblings to realize, like, oh crap, like the clock of time is constantly ticking and has gone by faster than I think we've realized, and our parents are really getting up there in age, and we need to think about what we're gonna do.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable and, you know, sucks, but it's gotta be. I mean, I don't gotta worry about it, but for people that do, I'm sure it's not fun.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that, but when you were talking about your mom, it's been 10 years since I had a heart attack.
That's wow.
Crazy. But I didn't have a whole bunch in the hospital. You don't have any grandparents left, do you? I feel like I should know this.
No. Okay. No. My mom's dad had died of a heart attack before I was born. And then my... Her mom, she died when I was about 8 or 9. And then both my dad's parents lived with us for a little while, and then they, his dad died when I was like a teenager, and his mom died when I was in my early 20s. So.
Right.
Couple of years later, a few years later.
Yeah. I see. Well, on that happy note.
To be honest, I was not like super close with his parents.
Yeah.
Neither was he.
Gotcha.
But he did everything for them. Like, he took care of them. But
so he just.
They had a very contentious.
He despised them.
Yeah.
Yes. So you want to get to that point where you have plans for your parents so that you don't end up like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
So, Coley, hi.
Hello.
I'm not going to ask about your family history because I'm already sitting here, like, depressed enough. happy late Women's Day, and congratulations on your being recognized for your contributions to your community.
Oh, thank you. It was a little more than I expected, that post, but
yeah,
it's okay.
So. Yeah, I was just scrolling through Facebook like I always do, and I didn't notice your name, and then I just like saw your picture, and I was like, oh, what's going on with Coley? And then I realized. And now I'm getting all cut, like all of the root like posts from like the last month are showing up in my feed. Yeah, it's cool though. So I saw the party. I saw all kinds of stuff.
Oh, so you saw me at the gala.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think I even saw that. Oh, I mean, you showed me the pictures, but they never showed up on my feed.
Oh.
I don't know.
I
swear, Facebook loves to just do that shit to me. They still think I live in Connecticut. Although, to be fair, I've been
so funny,
egging that along ever since it first started.
Yeah,
so.
You kind of know that.
Well, it's funny. So that gala was it was for the Boys and Girls Club, and it was great. And I was one of, we had a table of six for the Root Center. My CEO sent out an email asking, so I went. But I was telling Dan I wanted to, so I went to get my nails done for this gala.
Yeah.
And the gala was on like a Saturday, and I went on Thursday because I didn't want to deal with it Saturday morning, because if it was Saturday morning, then Quinn would want to go, because, you know, we made the mistake of bringing her when she was a kid. So now she thinks anytime I get my nails done, it's supposed to be mommy daughter thing. And I just wanted to go quick and get them done. And so the places I normally go to, there's a couple places that I go to, and they were all booked up. It was a Thursday night. It was a nice night out. They were, no, we got nothing. We got nothing. So there was one other place I'd never been there in town. And I thought, if I can't get in here, it's not meant to be. But I go in, and the woman's like, oh yeah, no, I can take you right now. I was like, oh, great. So I sit down, getting my nails done. Now, I have natural nails, but I do gel color. And in the middle of it, just in the middle of doing my nails, she's like, I'll be right back.
Well, no, you got to tell. She was falling asleep doing your nails.
Listen, it didn't happen until after this.
Oh, okay.
So,
thanks like, for your right input, back. Though, Daniel. I appreciate that.
Thanks for telling my story.
Maybe I have the sequence of events
you do
mixed up.
Because I was there. So I remember how it happened.
The way you told it to me. Okay, whatever.
Anyway. Go ahead. So she's in the middle of doing my nails. She's like, I'll be right back. Which is weird. I've never had a nail technician just like get up in the middle of doing my nails. But okay. And she's gone. And she comes back. And she's sniffing. And there's like spots of water on her shirt. But also some white powder that she like missed in cleaning up her shirt.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And she sits back down. And she has my nails. And she's painting each nail. And as she's like doing like a stroke with the nail polish, she would nod off. And so, like, it would just, like, come flying off of my hand. Like, she would just, like, nod off. And then the nail polish, like, brush would come flying off my hand. And then she'd, like, perk up and then, like, fix it. And this is going on. And so I said, are you okay? She's like, yeah, why wouldn't I be?
Wait.
And I'm like, okay. And literally, I think I have 15 layers of nail polish on. I still can't get it off. And this is, like, 3 weeks ago. And normally gel lasts, but this is a bit ridiculous.
Well, you got your money's worth.
She kept just putting it on because she kept nodding off, because I'm pretty sure.
Wait.
She did a line of cocaine.
But, okay, I have questions.
Yes.
I thought that she was nodding off and then she went in the back.
No, she started nodding
to
off.
Do coke so she would wake up.
No, she started nodding off after.
Yeah, because that.
Coke or something.
That seems strange. So. Yeah. A couple things. Don't go back.
No, I know, never.
But.
No, never. That was.
Like, if you.
And no wonder why they were the only place that could get me
if
in.
If you abruptly leave and then come back and you're sniffling, I know that we see in movies and things like that with people, you know, having cocaine all over. But generally, real drug users take pretty good care of that stuff because it's expensive. So.
Right.
It'd be weird that it's all over her shirt. Also, why would it make her fall asleep? It's a stimulant.
Well, right. So maybe it wasn't.
It could have been like heroin. Yeah, I guess that's.
It could have been heroin. It could have been fentanyl. Like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you know, like, it was, you know,
that's
a joke that it's cocaine, but I don't think, you know, could have been anything.
Yeah, my guess would be it was one of those two.
This is the nail place right next to the massage place that has special
happy endings,
right?
Is that the name of that place?
Yeah.
We have a massage place that does that.
The massage place right next to the bagel place? One.
Oh, I didn't realize they
don't they all do that?
Sometimes I'm very
from
nervous.
What I've heard.
So that's so how do you know?
Okay, hold on. Now I have more questions.
He's very sure.
How do you know this?
From what I've heard, people have talked about it.
Who's talked about
it? I don't know. I've heard.
How does that work? Like,
we've lived here for a long time.
When you
now.
Book it, do you opt out? Right? Like when you book a massage?
So I've been.
Did they just ask you?
To a place that did that. So I went with somebody else to a place in New York. in New York City. And it was a tiny... This place was just a wide hallway with sheets set up between each, like little cubicles.
Oh, that's handy.
Set up with a sheet dividing each of them, right? And lady gave me a massage, and it was fine, I think. Mm-hmm. But then at the end, she said, "You want my special ending?" And I said, "What?" She's like, "You want special ending?" I was like, "Oh, no, thank you." Like, nope, not. I mean, I wouldn't do it anyway, but certainly not in that atmosphere. I'm telling you, like, I could have reached out and touched the person next to me through the sheet.
Maybe that's the point.
Yeah, maybe that is the point. Anyway.
Did the person you went with opt in?
No. No. But
so why did you choose that place?
That was her
favorite. Yeah, now we know why.
So she opted in. Who are you joking? Yeah. Who are you kidding? That is not your favorite place.
She didn't opt in at that time. It would have taken longer.
In case this date ends like the last one, I better just go ahead and get this taken care of right now.
All I'm saying is they don't tell you that ahead of time. They ask you at the end.
She lied to you when she said she didn't opt in that time.
Fine. They ask you at the end when you're all loose and feeling
and
good.
Is it an extra fee for that service?
I imagine.
Huh. Yeah. Well, I've never actually had a professional massage because I don't like people touching me.
We've had couples massages.
Yeah, we have.
And we went to one at this like really nice spa, but they literally put us. It was like two separate rooms with a door open in between.
Yeah.
It's like hey over there.
I would maybe do it. I don't know.
And then
maybe.
Then we had one in the Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic. Yep.
And then we had last Valentine's Day we both got massages, but they were like in separate rooms. Couples massages.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird. I mean, a couple massages is weird in the sense that you're both just getting a massage, like, face down. you're not talking.
No.
You're not holding hands. You're not, like, having...
You could, but I don't talk during massages.
I don't either.
So,
that is quiet time.
When they do a couple massages in the same room, even though you're face down and whatnot, do they leave the room so you guys can give each other special endings, like, when they're done? How's that work?
I don't care about anything at that point. That's not on my mind.
Yeah, why would you want to ruin a massage with that? Jeez.
Why would?
Wow.
That's not what I meant.
I suppose it would be possible in some cases, I would think. Because they give you time to get dressed afterwards.
Nice of them.
So.
Right, but they've always also been like waiting outside the door with a glass of water.
Yeah.
Like here you
And they knock after a few minutes and so then it's like But sometimes they say, you know, come out when you're done. So I guess
I
you just
mean that, though.
Take your time and come out.
That's too funny. But yes, it was the nail salon in the same, like, Plaza.
I'm telling you, I think she probably moonlights. She does both at the
she probably does both. Uh-huh. Maybe that's what she was doing when she left. Maybe she had a. maybe there.
Maybe it wasn't white powder. Maybe it was another white substance.
Maybe she had a real rough and gruff one to give a special ending to, and she had to use some of that chalk they use like in gymnastics or something. So she didn't get her hands calloused.
Oh man, that's funny. Mm-hmm. I'm just picturing her like Mrs. Doubtfire running back and forth between the two.
Absolutely. Listen, in this economy, you gotta have a couple side hustles.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
true.
Do some affiliate marketing on the side.
It was funny the other day. Quinn and I went to Big Y and we saw a girl that works at her before and after care program, working the register at Big Y. And it was one of those instances where, like, I don't see this girl often enough that I instantly knew where I knew her from. It was more like I saw her and I was like, how do I know that face? And she waved, because obviously she recognized Quinn and said hi. And I was like, hi. And then it put it together. Like, oh, she's right. She works in the aftercare.
Are you not Stop and Shop people anymore?
No, it depends. We go to both, but it depends on what we're buying.
Depends on what we're buying.
Yeah.
Big Y has a better butcher.
Okay. Yeah,
Big Y has much better meat.
It's much better meat, so it really depends on what we're buying.
And Big Y has really good donuts.
Big Y has good donuts. Yeah. And Big Y has Dan and Quinn's favorite Indian frozen meals.
Yes.
They have a frozen chicken tiki masala that even Quinn And butter chicken. Mm. But you can't get it anyplace else, so.
That sounds good. Okay.
Yep.
Good to know.
Yep. But I think with that girl, like, sometimes you see somebody out and it's, like, out of the context you normally see them and it doesn't make sense. Like, right. Your brain does not
compute.
Yeah.
So I saw her the other day and at before care and after care and was just like, one of us mentioned seeing her at Big Y and I was like, so, you know, you work there too? And I was like, you got two jobs going, huh? She's like, yeah, I had to, you know, this place isn't quite cutting it. So I had to add a little extra. I was like, I understand how that is. It was like, you know, when I was around your age, I felt like such an old man. I was like, when I was around your age, I was working three jobs at a time at one point. She's like, three jobs? I was like, yeah.
Was that like chiseling stone tablets?
I mean, one of the jobs was sort of just like, you know, my spare time job, but I still was working like 70, 80 hours a week.
That's a lot.
So.
Yeah.
That was when I was
a massage therapist.
Manager. I was yes. I was the manager of the program up in up with the special needs people. And that was my full-time job. And then this was right after the divorce, so I had to like pay for the house and the mortgage all on my own. And so then I was cleaning 5 nights a week, like 4 hours a night. Doing that, and I was writing for the website. So,
which website?
Game Effect. So I wrote
what
for them very consistently for a couple of years. So.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
you didn't start writing for the Game Effect until after I'd known you for a couple of years. I think.
Yeah.
When did you get divorced?
But that was. Yeah, because, yes, I got divorced officially in 2010. That's when we started the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
But I was paying for the house until...
Oh, we met. You had the house when we met.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I know. So, I'm sorry. No, I meant...
20... 11. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't the Game Effect. It might have been the one I wrote for before them.
Might have been.
Yeah.
Not that it really matters. I'm just...
Yeah.
I have a hard time keeping my own head straight, so when you say things that don't align with how I remember it, I'm like, no. Wait a minute.
No, sometimes my brain...
I appreciate you calling him out on it.
No, it's true.
No, sometimes I was more clarifying for my own sanity than calling him out.
Messes up the timeline.
I'll just take it as I like you calling him out on it.
Speaking of writing about video games, last time I had been at a PAX, PAX East, I wrote for the Game Effect in 2013 and went there to cover it for them. And Joe and I went to PAX East for the first time in 11 years just this weekend.
Yeah. Did you go Saturday or Sunday?
We went just Saturday. Yeah. Saturday. Yep.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah. It was fun.
Oh, I was going to ask. So, like, did you guys go to every booth and whatever together, or did you kind of split up and go do what interested you the most since you only had one day?
So, we didn't actually end up having that much time. We talked about maybe doing 2 days next year and staying overnight one night because Saturday was a lot of panels that we wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
There was Giant Bomb. There were two big Giant Bomb panels. And then what we didn't know was in between, after the first Giant Bomb panel, there was a meetup with a couple of people, Patrick Klepek and some other people from Remap. So we went to that. We went and we had some drinks at the bar, the hotel bar, and talked to them. While we waited for the next Giant Bomb panel, the voicemail dump truck, which is, if anybody listening wants to listen to a much more entertaining podcast than ours, check out the voicemail
dump
truck.
So you say.
Yes, yeah. So I say.
I find ours amazing.
I do too.
Whatever. So. It's at least it's more professional. They have a theme song. And... Their audio is usually in sync.
Do they announce the name of the show?
They
do. Of course.
Okay.
Of course they do.
And who everybody is.
Anywho, so we saw that live. So most of our time was spent waiting for those to start because you have to get there a little early to because they were packed auditoriums. So if you didn't get there in time, you didn't get to see the show. Yeah. But we did walk around the show floor when we first got there and really didn't see anything that sparked our interest. It's crazy. When I used to go there in 2011, 2012, 2013, there were huge companies there and huge games like Nintendo. I remember I played like the 3DS in 2011, like right before it came out. It hadn't even come out yet. And I played it there. Played The Last of Us there before it came out. Portal 2 before it came out. Like all these big, big games. And this year, I'm not joking, Jeremy. Like, I don't think I knew any of the games that were on display. Except, like, they had the latest Pokemon games on there. But I think those have already come out. And, like, Nintendo was there. They had those Pokemon games. But they didn't even have Princess Peach.
No.
Which just came out last Friday. But, like, they, you know, this was the day after. They could have had it for people to try. And then that was... Nintendo was the biggest company there. There was Final Fantasy XIV was there for, like, there's some sort of expansion coming for that. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care about that. But most of the games that were there were indies, small indies that I'd never heard of before. And, like, I would like to check some of them out, but, it, like, given the choice between going to the Giant Bomb panels and checking out this indie I've never heard of and probably will never hear of again,
So do you think the scope of the show as a whole is scaled down compared to what it once was?
It was still big. It was still a big spectacle, mm-hmm. but yeah, not nearly the same. Like, there's just not the same kind of money in the indie space,
yeah.
you know? Like, when I was there in 2012, I previewed Spec Ops: The Line, and I have this memory of, like, there was this school bus in their booth. Mm-hmm. Their booth was a school bus in like, a fake desert, 'cause that's in the game. And, like, I interviewed the developer inside the school bus. That's the sort of, like, spectacle and, like, huge displays that these companies would build and the amount of money they would spend on packs.
Yeah, I remember those days. I think it's just different now. Everything's thrown at you through streaming. Yeah, they just don't do that now. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, E3 is dead, and that was... I think that was... Part of it was, I think, a lot of those kind of displays would be used at E3, and then they would reuse them at PAX, but now there's no E3. There's, you know, so that incentive for them to build those giant displays is no longer there.
Well, it's expensive, and they don't need that sort of marketing anymore, because...
Yeah, exactly. They don't...
They can just
put a video out there.
So anyway, welcome everybody to, of course, we have a podcast. My name is Jeremy Brown. I'm here with Daniel and Coley Jones. We are on episode about 40-ish. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Of course, we have a podcast. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Ooh, I like it.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, nice job.
Sounds good.
Very professional. Yes.
Thank you. I am a professional. Well, I'm glad you got to go to PAX East. I know that's something you very much enjoy. I appreciate you inviting me, of course. I've never been to a big trade show like that. I do remember one year,
next year,
I got invited by the Game Informer people to go to E3, but I just couldn't swing it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. I don't remember. I think
I
heard about
it. I believe it was Jeff Marcafaravia at the time.
Marcafava.
Yeah. He asked several of the monitors. He's like, hey, we got some extra E3 press tickets if anybody would like to go.
The mods?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. And I would have liked to have.
Do you know who did go from the group?
I kind of want to say that Kyle went. Kyle Wadsworth, but he lives in LA, so.
Right, I remember him going. So yeah, because he wrote about it. I remember him writing about it.
I don't know that anybody else went for sure.
Right, right. Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. It would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can go next year, Daniel. It's hard, with kids. I don't have a supportive wife. A supportive wife who will let me just run off and spend all this money and go do irresponsible things with friends all the time. I have to stay home.
next year is going to be rough, though, because Thursday weekend. It's a different date. It's usually the end of March. Next year it's in May, and it's Mother's Day.
Oh, well, maybe I can go. Hell.
so like, if we go Saturday and Sunday, Sunday is Mother's Day.
Sure is.
So, mm-hmm. What do you mean if?
I know. Listen, this is how good of a wife I am. I already have said to him, so we can just get a room in Boston, and Quinn and I will explore the city while you and Joe go to PAX East on Saturday, and then Sunday we can do something for Mother's Day in the city.
Yeah, that's just because you don't want to have to
share Mother's Day.
Do anything with your mom and my mom.
That's actually a good plan. I like that idea. I have a better idea. How about the weekend, spend the weekend there, get a room in Boston. Coley, Quinn, and I will go explore the city while you and Joe go to PAX.
Yes.
East.
Yes, Jeremy. Come with us and explore
I would love Boston. To explore Boston.
All right. You really got to stop trying to muscle in on my German.
Yeah. Okay.
I've put up with it long enough.
Okay. You can come too, Daniel. We could just skip PAX East. But I would love to explore Boston, and I'd actually like to go to New York at some point. As much as that sounds horrendous to me, I'd love to see it at least.
Well, we did that, two Mother's Day ago? Which was fantastic. I don't
love that. Was the last time you went to New York?
People. Please don't hate me.
Oh, yeah. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, we don't go.
I'm not gonna hate you if you don't like. I don't like New York City either. I just feel like it's a spectacle that I would like to see. Like, you don't believe it till you see it, type of thing.
True, yeah. But it was nice, and it was nice to I obviously love my mom, and I love Dan's mom, but it was nice to have a Mother's Day that I felt like was,
You guys could just get an Airbnb and invite all the moms.
They would love that. My mom and Dan's mom love each other. Just jibber jabber when they're
talking. Oh, well, that's good that they like each other, because that's not always the case.
Yeah. I don't know that Dan's mom dislikes anybody.
That's true.
And my mom's really easy to like, so.
Well, that works out.
And Dan's mom is very easy to like, so. But I can't imagine your mom disliking anybody.
No, she dislikes people.
Oh, okay.
She used to complain about people at work all the time, but I don't know.
Who doesn't complain about people?
Yeah, isn't that?
Yeah, it's true.
That's just what
you think once you're retired, you're like, everybody's wonderful.
Yeah, because you don't have to put up with their bullshit all the time.
Because you don't have to put it. Exactly.
So basketball season, I think, is wrapped up since we last talked, I think. Yeah?
Well, amateur basketball season, yeah. But it's March Madness here.
Okay, I was talking about your child, but yes.
Yeah. Yes, she is doing, we have April vacation coming up. And she is doing a basketball camp for April vacation.
Yeah. And nobody cares about UConn women's basketball this year because Caitlin Clark is the darling of the NCAA women's tournament, Daniel.
Y'all forgot about Paige Becker. No, we're all. She dropped 34 points last night.
Listen, you and I are on the same page, but I'm talking nationally here.
Mm-hmm. So we took our 10-year-old to a bar last night.
Nice!
A place called the Sports Bar. They do serve food, and they let her in. It was a Monday night. There was only like four other people in the bar, so that we could watch the UConn game, the women's game, because it was not streaming anyplace. And Quinn lived her best life last night. She drank a Shirley Temple. She ate bar food. Yes. She played the basketball game and learned how to play pool.
We spent $20 on a basketball game
and pool. Like the
$1.50 like the in pool
machine where you shoot baskets at it to get points.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen.
And then she was like, I miss basketball. And I said, okay, great. I said, you gonna, play basketball in college? She said, oh no. I will play high school basketball to get into a good college, and then I'm not playing anymore.
She's already made up her mind.
She's already figured it out.
Does she not understand? I don't know. Like, you explained to her, right? Like, if you get a scholarship to play basketball, they're going to expect you to play basketball.
I didn't want to burst her bubble.
Yeah, she was in a good mood. She was happy. She was living her best life. We just decided to let that go.
But it was fun.
It's been a lot of basketball lately, because not last weekend, but the weekend before, we went to Mohegan Sun, because our town's girls' high school team made it to the states.
State finals. State championship. Wow.
And
so we went and saw them play. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I assume, since you said they made it.
It was a close game, but they lost.
But it was a hard-fought game, because they were... The game before that, they were fifth seed, and they beat the first seed.
That had won last year, the defending champs.
But they had won the last 46 games.
They snapped this team's 46 games.
Ooh, that's exciting stuff.
It was a pretty intense game.
I was in high school, our men's basketball team, boys basketball team, was super good. I guess it was more when I was in junior high. The high school team was super good. And man, there is just... That's just exciting times when they're winning state championships and going undefeated. But they also snapped like this other team that had been good for a long time, their winning streak in the state final. I think it was like 49 games. And gosh, that was just good stuff.
It's exciting. It's I mean, we saw it at so the two towns, our town and East Hampton, was the other town. This was the semifinal game. Are separated by a couple towns in between, and so they had it at a neutral site, which was one of the towns right in between, and it's where my nephew goes to high school, so he was actually there because he's into videography, so he's been filming sports games, and he'll put these little like TikTok reels together for stuff, and he's good at it. He's gotten real good, but. It was a small auditorium. I mean, gymnasium. It was fit probably 500 people or so.
Yeah,
probably, maybe total.
I'm not good at that.
Which so it like pretty big for a high school gymnasium, but still not the Mohegan Sun Arena. And it was so loud in there.
And it was standing room only. Like
so intense.
We stood the whole game because we couldn't get a seat.
Yeah,
and it was so loud.
How do they separate schools there as far as athletes? Like, for example, here we have like the biggest schools are like class AA, and then we have class A, class B, class C, that sort of stuff. Is that how they do that there as well?
Yeah,
yeah, it's class M.
M?
Yeah, we were class M.
Is that a small school or a big school?
I think it's pretty small.
I mean, our school is pretty big. It's a big high school. I don't know. I just don't. I don't know what the difference is between all the different classes in the state.
That is interesting. But, yeah, I've never heard it go all the way down to M. Yeah. But generally, the lower the lower the letter here, the smaller the school. So that's why when you said M, I was like,
what? Right. That's what I feel like compared to schools that in Mass that I'm used to, it's a small school. But
yeah, I mean, maybe our school's not that big compared to Bristol and some of the other towns.
I don't know. I just feel like in Montana, a class M school would be like a goat and maybe a teacher. If you're lucky. We have a lot of schools here that like a lot of the rural communities have to combine schools. So there's like a couple towns near me called Dutton and Brady, and they're both pretty small, but they have to combine to have one school, and then I think that only goes through elementary school. Then when they get to junior high, they have to choose to go to like Conrad or Shoto or something like that.
So yeah, sorry, I was yawning.
So I'm reading this.
Okay, sir.
So the CIAC adopts a 6-division format. So, it is... Now, go away. Excuse me.
Go away. She got an ad.
I had an ad. It wasn't going away. So, the current format includes... Let's see. Oh, so it starts at double L and then L, okay. M, and then...
So, M is like a class B school here.
It's like medium.
Yeah, which is what both Conrad and Shoto are both class B. In Montana, so they're considered small schools, but not small like the class C.
Gotcha. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's it. Yeah.
So we've been doing that, and then through the entire game last night, I kept being mad at your best friend because I was not a fan of basketball, really.
No.
Nor college basketball.
That's why you just start chugging whiskey.
You made fun of me.
I made fun of him for years.
For years.
Years. Because I came from a state that had a professional team, so I didn't understand the college thing, the UConn thing.
Oh, I'll never know that feeling. But yeah.
Because we don't. Yeah. And here I am, being the one that comes home from work last night. He says he can't stream the game, and I said, oh, why don't we take our 10-year-old to the sports bar and watch the game there?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you were then so into
it. I was so into it.
You were getting upset at Quinn when she was, like, talking over the game.
That's funny.
She was trying to talk and dance, and I was like, can you just let us watch the game?
People can change. Look, I did not like wrestling a few years ago when the kids first started, and now I love watching it. So people change.
Yeah. Speaking of wrestling, Quinn is into WWE now, by the way.
She God.
Wants to watch WWE.
When did that
Did happen? Joe get to her? Did Joe to get to New her, Jersey. Daniel?
No. Although, I will say, her first experience watching wrestling was watching an amateur match at the video game convention that I worked at with Joe this summer.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
In Hartford. Yeah. And she was mesmerized by these men in tight underwear and spandex.
Listen, when I was 10 years old, I was too. So, you know what?
But apparently, her and her friend... I'm not apparently. She and her friend's mom did go to New Jersey for a weekend to go to the Nickelodeon theme park.
Oh.
And
yeah, that's a sore subject right now. Jeez.
Wait, why?
Oh, you haven't heard all the that documentary that came out about...
Oh, that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. So they went to the Nickelodeon theme park, and apparently while they were staying up late in the hotel room, they watched a lot of WWE.
Cool.
And she loves it and wants to watch it all the time now.
Well, look, we like what we
she
like.
She said it last night to me. She's like, can we get WWE anywhere?
Awesome. Like,
no, I don't think so.
No. No. Yeah. I mean, I did start watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer with her, but no WWE. She loves Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Good times.
I was never really into wrestling when I was a kid. Like, that kind of professional wrestling, I wasn't into any wrestling.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
It was a sport.
Stand it now. The thought of it is just silly to me. But when I was probably 8 to 12 years old, I loved it.
Yeah.
Back then, I'm going to talk about feeling old. It was called WWF, Daniel. There was no E.
I remember that.
I know. Yeah. But so Quinn said to me, she's like, she didn't say WWE. She's like, can we get WW? Like, what do you mean?
Watchers?
She's like, WW, you know, the wrestling. I was like, oh, WWE? She's like, yeah. I was like, no. I was like, I forget why I said, I was like, there's WCW, there's AEW. She's like, no, just WWE. I'm like, okay. Joe is a big wrestling
fan. No, you don't say.
So he's, yeah, but it's funny because he's like walking around PAX, and he saw somebody in cosplay with, I don't know, they were in like a wrestling uniform, and they had a belt. Around, you know, one of the big gold belts. And he's like, oh, man, I should have brought my belt.
Was it Dan Reichert?
I was like, you really want to be lugging that around PAX? It's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, if you're going to bring your belt, you got to, like, do the whole costume. You got to bring your whole getup. You can't just bring your belt. That would look weird. It's like, yeah, you're right. So maybe next year he's going to go in full... wrestling costume.
Jeremy Quinn and I are definitely exploring boxing.
Was that Dan Reichert you guys took a picture with?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Surprised he didn't have his belt.
So Joe is in his private Discord. Like the he's one of his Twitch subs or something, or Patreon subscribers. So sure. He's in his private Discord and he had. Talked to him on the Discord and, you know, arranged for us to meet. So we chatted with him for a few minutes, and then I got to meet a lot of video game media personalities. That was fun. I met Patrick Klepek, talked to him for like 10 minutes, and that was great because he's one of my he used to be anyway, like one of my idols is in terms of like the kind of media I wanted
Remind
to
me
be.
Who he wrote for back in the day?
He started for G4. He was like the news guy for G4. And then he wrote for, I don't even remember who else he wrote for, but he did a lot of like, he was one of the people who broke the whole Infinity Ward explosion, like when they left Activision, all the leads from that company left. He was big in that. So, and then he worked for Vice and started Waypoint.
Maybe that's where I know him from, actually.
Waypoint closed, and then it became Remap Radio. So I met him, and I met Rob Zachney, who also does Remap with them. And that was fun. It was cool to talk to both of them for a half an hour or so. It was neat.
Cool.
And, yes, Dan Riker.
Yep. Oh, he wrote for Kotaku. I think that's where I remember him from.
Yes, thank you. He wrote for Kotaku. Yeah, back in the day.
Are you playing Prince of Persia?
Not really. I haven't really played much recently.
Okay.
Did
you end up getting it on PlayStation or Switch?
PlayStation. I will. I'll get back to it. I'm just in a place where I don't really want to play anything right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
at 90% of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Coley, what have you been playing?
I have been playing Seeking Sister Wives. That's what I've been playing.
No. What?
It's there a TV another, show.
Is there a new Sister Wives series?
No. Yes, oh. TV
well,
show.
Yeah, you might
Seeking
not know
Sister
this
Wives.
Show.
What's Seeking Sister Wives?
Oh.
Talk about this show.
Oh, it's beautiful.
This show
it's
is
a beautiful
else.
Yeah, I actually watched Sister Wives proper for a couple years because Alicia liked it. So I'm a little bit invested, if I'm being honest, as much as
well,
I don't want to be.
See, this is why we get along, Jeremy. Because because Sister Wives is amazing. Cody is just the worst. But did you hear about their Gabe who killed himself? Or I'm sorry, unalived himself.
One of their children.
Yeah,
I did see a blurb about that somewhere.
Yeah, it's very sad. And he had major falling out with Cody.
Down to one wife now, is he not? Like the newest one?
He's down to Robin, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. The last one in. Who he actually truly loves. So.
Hmm.
He truly loves Robin.
So Seeking Sister Wives, does that imply that
he's
looking for new wives?
So it's not even him.
It's not him.
Oh.
It's different couples that are seeking sister wives. So I think season 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So you got some catching up to do because it's really good. And Dan watched it with me last night and then got just as mad at me as I was at him for sucking me into basketball. I sucked him into Seeking Sister Wives.
Are they... So it's not just focused on one couple. It's different.
Nope.
Are they
nope.
all FLDS? All the different couples in there?
Nope.
No, they're not.
Nope.
Huh.
One couple says this is God's will, but they're not FLDS. Like that's God's will, and you know,
yeah, that he plants his seed inside them, and then he becomes a part of them, and has dominion and control over them. He's a messed up guy.
He didn't actually say, but I mean, basically, he said that when the Bible is talking about accepting the Holy Spirit, it's talking about a sexual act, and that's what that means, and that when a man deposits his seed into a woman, it goes into
they make things like you, my son. Sorry.
Okay, stop. With the Beach Boys.
Did you know they're coming out with a new Beach Boys documentary, Jeremy?
I saw that on Twitter, Daniel. On Disney Plus. You know I saw it. You know I saw that on Twitter. You just wanted to bring it up.
Sorry, go ahead, babe.
And so he said that when that happens, that the woman's body absorbs it and it goes into her brain, and then he becomes part of her.
Right.
Yep. And it's a whole.
Apparently, my seed is weak because I've been unable to control women through ejaculation for more than a few minutes at a time. So the Holy Spirit is a sexual act. That's why that massage parlor was called the Holy Spirit.
There you go. See? But there's one couple this season that the wife is seeking a sister wife for herself. Like, she wants to be in a romantic relationship with a woman. And then the relationship between who she finds will be platonic with her husband.
She seems to have no interest in her husband.
I'm sorry. Explain that again. So she's married and she wants
to
find a sister
wife. She's recently come out as bi.
Okay.
And wants to have a sister wife, so she will have a romantic relationship with a woman.
But the woman will not with the man?
The woman will not with her husband.
Okay.
But normally, it's like a man seeking another sister wife.
Yeah,
in the relationship.
I'm all for equality. Why not? I think it should be able to go both ways, so to speak.
And then there's one that there's three sister wives, and one of them is 24, and she just got married into the family, but now she's questioning it because they already want to bring another one in, and she feels like she...
Is that the Brazilian?
No, with the three sister wives, gotcha. They're all blonde.
Hmm. Okay.
The young girl.
Sure.
So now she's questioning it, and she moved out, and then she moved back in. It's just, and the guy who, you know, thinks that the accepting the Holy Spirit is sexual, they keep going for Brazilian women.
Oh, right, yeah.
And so they now have paid for a whole trip to Mexico to meet this new Brazilian woman, but the Brazilian woman that they were engaged to before, like, took them for all this money and then never showed up in the U.S. So now they're just repeating it, but he doesn't see that. But the one that they've met now is calling him on all of his stuff.
Yeah, but she's not scamming them. She's just like...
No, she's just like, what is happening?
You seem pretty messed up.
Yep. It's great watching him be called out by... And she's also like 25 and they're in their 40s. She's
24.
So watching him be called out by this young Brazilian girl on a translation app is even better.
Yeah. They can't speak Spanish. Yeah. She doesn't speak English. So they have to sit there, talk into their phone, and then translate it through their phone for every single conversation.
That doesn't sound like fun.
That doesn't sound like a sustainable relationship to me.
No. No.
And she was so funny. In one of her, like, confessionals, or, you know, they do the part where they're all just talking without each other.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, he tells me all the time how he works out. I see that he's very vain. And he's not even that good looking, but it's just funny. So, it's good. You got to check it out.
You've been watching a lot of polyamoric shows lately. You watched that threesome show. Throuple. The Throuple show.
Oh, Couple to Throuple. Yeah.
Couple
I watched Couple to Throuple.
What was that noise?
I don't know what that was. Couple to Throuple was just insane.
I heard that noise too.
It was like Temptation Island, but because they all go to this island and then they spend all this time with people trying different to singles. Find a third person for their couple.
To be a Throuple?
And then they have like be a throuple. And then they have ceremonies where it's like they're called stay ceremonies. So the couple either chooses to stay with that single or they exchange them for another one on the other side of the bridge.
I feel like financially speaking, a throuple would be a viable scenario.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you just have another income so you could afford food and a house and things like that.
But one of the marriages, relationships, groups, mm-hmm. throuples, I don't know, in Seeking Sister Wives, the guy doesn't even
work.
he's got these three wives, and they all work and have to pay all the bills and do everything, and he doesn't do anything. He doesn't work, and he doesn't do stuff around the house. How does he get away
with that shit? Did Cody ever work? I was always unclear on that, actually.
So, I believe Cody's money. Profession is he works with guns, like guns, goes to gun shows and stuff like that. I'm not sure if he's, I think he sells guns.
Gotcha.
So, that's always been
He must have sold a lot of guns and to support that many wives.
They don't really.
Right, said no.
Well, they also get money for the show.
Yeah, for the show.
And then also, the wives all came together and created My Sister Wife's Closet, which I don't think works anymore, but it was a jewelry line.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, they probably created their own church and didn't have to pay any taxes.
True. And the other one, that is probably very true. And then Mary sold LuLaRoe. Because I'm sure that
That can be lucrative.
Everything that they made all had to go into a family. Like, I don't think they got to keep their own money.
Yeah, probably not.
But Christine got remarried. She left and got remarried.
Yeah, I saw a blurb on that. Good for her. Good for her.
So, Jeremy, all this is to say that we have a proposal for you.
Yeah. Right. You just told me to stop messing in on your wife.
You can't have it both ways.
You're messing with my emotions here, Daniel.
You can't have it both ways, babe.
Just tell me what you want. I'm good either way. Just stop fucking with me, okay?
Would you like to be a brother husband?
A brother husband? Sure. Are you bringing me in just to help you cook and do laundry?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we could play local co-op on games together. We could play video games.
You think
together.
our wife would allow that?
Our wife.
She would have lists for us to do so we didn't get in trouble.
It's true. I swear to God, this woman knows the minute I sit down.
Yes, I sit down,
and she's like, "Hey, babe, can you?" I think the second I sit down, her brain starts going, "What arbitrary thing do I need him to do right now that he could be doing instead of sitting while I'm up cooking or baking a cake or whatever the hell I'm doing right now?" It's the second I sit down, it's like, "Hey, babe, we needed toilet paper down in the basement. Could you go grab that?"
Yes. Yeah, I don't know how wives do that. I don't have one now, but children do that as well, Daniel. And I've been so trained by, being in service work my entire life and also being married a couple times that I don't realize it until I've gotten up 15 times in an hour to get my kids something. And I'm like, "Hey, wait a minute. You can do this yourself."
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm just subservient and obedient.
I know.
And it's just...
I know.
No,
we finally got Quinn to clean her plates and stuff on her own. But I'm working now on training this child to get up and get her own damn glass of water. Like, you are 10 years old. You can get a glass of water for yourself.
Every time. She's just doing something in the other room. "Can I have a glass of water?"
Yeah, that's my kids. It's water and snacks mostly now that they harass me about. I have gotten them pretty well trained at when they take their clothes off to pull their pant legs in.
Wow, that's amazing.
Because that drives me nuts. And I know that people are like, "You're supposed to wash clothes inside out." And I'm like, I don't care. These kids' clothes aren't going to last that long.
Exactly.
And you try fitting your fat fucking arm in a size 6 fucking legging 45 times over.
It makes folding laundry take 2 times as much, twice as much time.
And I know you can just fold them inside out, but that drives me nuts.
Me too.
I cannot stand that. So, no, I can't do that. I personally can't do that. Can other people? Sure.
Back when our dryer was broken, Mimi had helped us out and done our laundry for a little bit.
When it flooded, yeah.
Yeah, when it flooded. And she she refused to fold Quinn's clothes inside, right side out. Like, she just folded them all inside out and said, "You're gonna have to fix them yourself." Yeah. To Quinn, yeah, and I was like, "You know what? That's pretty baller. Maybe I need to start doing that." But it annoys me. Like I can't just leave him that way. But I will intricately fold Quinn's clothes, and then I will give them all to her and tell her to put them away. Do you think this girl ever puts her clothes away? No.
No. See, I tried that and I just gave up.
Within hours, they're all unfolded all over her floor.
And mine, even if they do put them away, they're in the wrong drawers and they just wad them up and throw them in after I folded them. So
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I figured I'll fight that battle later on in life. So for now, yeah. No, I do. I put them away.
I don't put them away.
Well, see, I can't. I don't know. I just can't stomach clothes not being put away. I'm weird. I'm like, you know, those people, all those memes you always see, you know, washing 35 minutes, drying 1 hour, putting away 6 to 7 business days. Like, I can't do that. Like, it has to all be done. Like,
we literally have a pile in our living room.
And right I cannot.
Yep.
Like, if my basket gets full enough where there's 2 loads of laundry in there, like, it will drive me nuts until... Like, the only time that really happens is if Dylan does a load and doesn't take care of it, and I'm, like, trying to finally teach him, like, I don't want to do his shit, right?
Yep.
So I'll let it sit in there for a day or, you know, not too long. Like, I'll go lift the lid up so it doesn't get moldy or mildewy.
Yep.
And usually if I come home from work and he hasn't switched it over, I'll put it in the dryer. I mean, I still end up doing it, but... And I did fold them for a while, but I stopped doing that because he does the same thing. He just goes and throws them in a freaking basket. But anyway, like, I still will let his clothes stay in the washing machine for like a half a day in hopes that he'll just start taking care of it. And when that happens, like when the kids are here, then yes, I can accumulate a couple loads in, you know, a 24-hour period. Because you also can't do huge loads. That drives me nuts, too. Like, if you shove your washing machine so full of shit that it can't actually get clean, what's the point? And you're going to break your washing machine.
Yep.
No, I'm kind of a laundry Nazi. Like, I don't iron and shit like that. I don't care about that. But, like, they got to be washed. They got to be dried. They got to be right side in. They got to be folded. And they got to be put away. All shirts except T-shirts are hung up. In my house.
Note to self, redo all drawers and closets before July.
I don't care how you guys do it. I don't give a shit how you do it at your house. It's just how I do it. I think part of it is because I don't have like a laundry room, right? I can't, so there's nowhere to stack shit unless I stack it in the kitchen. And I need the kitchen, and it's already small enough, so.
Well, our guest room becomes the laundry room, which is also my game room, so I just don't. You know, just reason number 45 that I don't really play many video games anymore.
I will not judge you for how you guys do your laundry. I'm just talking about me personally. How other people live their life is not a concern to me.
Yep.
Unless you're an awful person, then I don't really love that.
But I'm not an awful person.
Yet.
Neither is Coley.
I was waiting to see where that went.
Yeah. So wait, it's Quinn? Quinn's the problem? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Yep. She's the problem. It's her.
Yep.
It's her. When does school get out for the summer there? Are you guys like end of May, early June people?
We're like mid the June teens.
Oh yeah, we've talked about this before actually. Yeah. Middle of June.
Yep. I'm not sure what day it is yet. So
what about you?
School gets out May 30th here, and that's
my birthday.
Cool, that's happy birthday! Day. So, so that's the day Angela's actually going to get her tonsils taken out.
Oh.
So she's going to end up missing the last week or so of baseball. So she'll miss tournaments, but Alicia and I just both agreed. I actually suggested it, and she didn't say no for once or find a reason for it to be a stupid idea. But anyway, so the last day of school is the 30th, which is a Thursday, and it's only a half day of school. And the doctor that does the tonsil and adenoid surgeries only does surgeries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So she's going to have it done that day and just miss the last day of school. That way, she can be pretty well recovered by her birthday, which is June 15th. And then that's usually when the pool opens, is right around that time. So that way we can have the whole summer without having to worry about it.
Nice. Well, I mean, it's not fun that she has to do it, but it's good that it's getting done.
Yeah. Holy shit. I just realized what happened during the last recording, Daniel.
What?
There were several times when you, like, when I couldn't hear you guys talking and you would cut in. I bet you that's what happened. Something. Because that just now happened again. Like, I only heard that last little bit of what Coley said.
Really?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you not hear us?
No, I can hear you, but so after I finished talking about Angela, there was silence for like longer than usual, and then I just heard Coley say something about, but at least she'll get to have her summer. Like, I presume she said something about it probably sucking that it needs to even get done, but at least whatever, right? And I missed
the first part. But I don't understand. But the whole reason we record locally on Audacity is so that that doesn't matter.
No, that's true. Never mind then.
You know, we're not recording on Discord, so it shouldn't matter.
But
well, I don't know. We'll see what happens this week. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, yep.
It's okay.
That's the tonsil plan, and baseball season starts pretty soon here, so I'm pretty excited about that.
There you go. Soccer starts here soon.
Yep.
Soccer for the first time.
Do they have spring and fall soccer there?
Yes.
Okay. You could pretty much play year-round here.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have baseball too, but she's not doing baseball. She's doing soccer. Kid does not really have much interest in baseball at all, apparently. So
I don't know that mine do either. I just do. We went out and hit some. The baseball fields were all soaked, so we just went to this big empty field by the swimming pool and had some BP and catch a couple weekends ago.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fun. I would like to teach her baseball at least somehow. Sometime.
Well, tell her.
She doesn't have to play
it. Can't be your idea.
I'd like her to understand.
It's got
to
be.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's got to be your idea.
Okay.
You're a baseball fan.
I am a baseball
she
fan.
She likes going to games, doesn't she? No, she doesn't like going to baseball games?
No.
She's bored of games.
She gets very bored of baseball games.
I see.
So. Yeah.
Well.
Yep.
Whatever.
Well, she likes the bar. You got that.
She likes the bar. So that's good.
She didn't like pool. Because it didn't come naturally to her. She was having a hard time hitting the ball with the stick. Yeah.
Don't feel bad for taking your daughter to the bar at 10 years old. When I was 10 years old, I was the designated driver at the bar.
Jeez. She's like, we have to come here all the time. I was like, no, that's not how this works. This was like a Monday night special thing. You know, we're not going there on Thursday night. You know, like a Thursday night when the bar is
open. How long is
it was
Easter break for you guys?
She has Good Friday off. My company, we have Good Friday off.
That's it.
And then April vacation is April 15th through the 19th.
Like that's spring break?
That's, okay. Yep.
Yep.
See, we don't get spring break. We get Thursday, Friday, and Monday off.
That's the way it's always been here. Nope, they got rid of February vacation. She just has like 2 days in February, and then they have April vacation. So, and then she'll do basketball camp there. And her school just won elementary school of the state, the elementary school of the year in the state of
Connecticut. Wow, for class double D or whatever it is?
Pretty.
for all of the state,
all elementary schools in the state
of
Connecticut.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. So, for her little school in our town, it was a pretty cool thing. So, I think they're going to do a parade late April to celebrate. We like parades in this town. There's lots of parades.
We're a big parade town.
Yeah. I think small towns generally are. There's only a couple each year that I can remember here, but they're big deals when they have them.
We are famous for the Boombox Parade, which is
4th Boombox of July. Parade. That's straight out of the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when it started. It was like people in the town wanted a parade or something. I can't remember the story of the Boombox Parade, but they decided they were going to just walk down the street with boomboxes.
All playing the same radio station.
All playing the same radio station. And that's what they did. And then it started as like a Puerto Rican thing. So I think a lot of Puerto Ricans in the town are a little upset that like it started, they were playing like Puerto Rican music. And now they just play the local pop radio station. And it's just not the same.
And when is this parade?
It was like a celebration. It was a celebration of their culture, and now it's a celebration of our town, which isn't necessarily Puerto Rican culture, even though we are predominantly Puerto Rican town.
So,
do you guys have a large Puerto Rican population there?
Very much. Gosh, yes. Oh, yeah. Like 90%.
Actually, I kind of remember that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's created to honor the most iconic and ubiquitous emblem of the 80s, the boombox.
Well, that's better than the other iconic, ubiquitous item of the 80s, the crack pipe. I would go with the boombox over the crack pipe myself.
I mean, we were known as Heroin Town at one point in the early 90s, so...
Yep.
Well,
Heroin Town, USA.
Apparently still a thing with nail technicians.
Apparently it is still a thing. I'm seeing if I can find... It is a thing with nail technicians.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find something. I'll put more on it, but I can't, so...
I think that's a good note to go out on. I think we need to wrap this episode up. That last one was too long.
That's pretty long.
Don't make me sing
Beach Boys. Speaking of the Beach Boys, I hope that documentary is as good as the Get Back documentary was, because I really enjoyed that. Coley, I don't know if Daniel's told you, but I've actually been listening to a lot of Beach Boys, unfortunately, and I won't bombard you with it. I'm not quite on his level, but I do enjoy them.
I don't think that's unfortunate at all.
Maybe
I can control. I can control myself. In honor of you, I'll also do a deep dive on John Mayer.
Thank you. All right.
Equal opportunity thruppelist.
His best song is Walt Grace.
Yeah.
Okay, Walt Grace.
And if Daniel will shut up for a minute so I can finish my thought. It's been a year since The Last of Us ended, and I just want to make sure you guys are okay and that you've...
Yeah. Not missing it.
Yeah, I've been missing it.
Don't talk about the news that was around The Last of Us today.
Jack. Daniel, I'm not stupid, okay?
Okay. Because she does not know what happened.
I'm aware, in season two. Daniel. I don't even really specifically know what news you're talking about. But yes, anything regarding season two is spoilerly, and I do not want to spoil Coley unless it's with lavish gifts of washcloths and detergent. So, no. I don't know. I think, like, I've just seen a lot of posts about it, you know, being a year since it was over, and I'm like, oh man, it has been, and it was great. I haven't really had anything great to watch lately. Dylan and I have been watching Shogun, but I struggle with that because I have to read.
Yes, I know. Me too.
So
I feel like such a fat American, but I watch it when I'm working from home, and I'm trying to do work at the same time. We don't really have a very big TV, so I really have to kind of strain my eyes to read the captions. And I'm a slow reader, so a lot of times the caption, I don't read it before it changes, and I don't get the whole sentence, and then I'm just lost.
Well, I can read it fast enough, but I can't read and look at the same time. So it's strange.
Right. Right. I end up just watching the captions and never seeing what actually
and the, sorry, go ahead. The English dub is pretty awful. So usually I'll watch the regular one with Dylan, and then I'll watch the English dub.
There's an English dubbed version?
And there's no commercials.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
But it is pretty bad.
Okay.
And I also bought the audiobook on Audible. So yeah. I've been listening to that on my way to work.
You took advantage of that Audible deal?
Well, like 5 months ago, they had this deal where you could get five months, why 5 months? I don't know, for like $5.95 a month. So I did that. And okay. I had a few credits saved up. And then I forgot to cancel it. So I got a charge for $14.95 for Audible. And I was like, oh, God damn it. So I went in and canceled it. And they're like, you have to use all your credits by the time your membership ends. So I just bought a bunch, like five books. So I bought that one, which is actually two books and a few others. So I wouldn't forget to buy them. And then, like, the way Audible works, in a couple months, they'll, like, send me an email being like, if you come back, you can get it for, like, a really low amount for a while. That's usually how I do Audible.
It's good, though. It's a good show. I do want to watch more of it.
Yeah, it is a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. I know you're trying to wrap up.
I was thinking about doing that Audible thing, but I, because right now I have an offer for 3 months for 99 cents a month, and I was thinking about it.
I got that offer, but it wouldn't let me accept it because I wasn't a new customer.
Oh, it won't let me then.
Yeah, either. You kind of got to wait for them to send one to you specifically.
Gotcha.
Because, like, if you go to cancel your membership, it's going to give you, like, the runaround and be like, well, how about this deal instead? Or how about this deal instead?
Yep. Yep.
So if you, in my experience, if you go through all that process and then end up canceling it anyway, like in a few months, they send you an email being like, except the $5.95 one was one I found on Facebook and it did work, even though I wasn't a new subscriber. So I don't honestly know, Daniel.
Okay.
But I do get promotional ones from them every now and then being like, if you come back, you can get a credit for $7.99 a month for 6 months, or like 12 credits for like $50 if you buy a year, which I should just do. I don't know why I don't ever do that one. That's a good one. But they have a lot of sales too. So like,
yeah,
I just bought a couple books for money that were 60% off that were, you know, ended up being like $6 or $7 for the book. So same thing.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
But yes, we can wrap up. I didn't mean to go on a tirade. I just...
It's okay.
Had a final thought.
It's okay.
Yeah. Are you going to pick me up from the airport?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's the plan.
That's good. Yeah. I think my...
I think you're trying to, too. Like, I'm taking Friday and Monday off.
So I've gotten a couple emails about flight times being changed, so just be aware.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it ends up being way different than it originally was.
What airline is it again? Oh, right.
United, I think.
Really?
United. Right, because I gave you...
Did they give you flight times already?
Yeah, initially, and then I got an update saying that they'd been changed. I just remember, like, the last time I flew, which was to L.A., when I first bought the tickets, it was like an early morning flight. And by the time we left, it was like late afternoon.
Yeah.
So.
Well, one of us will come pick you up at the airport.
Yes.
Or both. But you're taking
Friday Monday off too. Yeah, it says schedule change when I log into the app. So.
Remind me tomorrow to put in for those, but yeah.
Yeah. So we both are taking the Friday and Monday off around the party, so. We'll get you to and from.
So on Friday will be there at 3:51 currently.
Okay.
PM.
PM. And then on Monday I leave at 3:28 PM. So those are the two changes it shows.
Okay.
I don't know how different they were, honestly, from what it originally was, but
yeah.
Yeah.
So it might get changed again.
That's cool.
Just Thought I'd better tell you in case it changed your approach.
No, but we were planning to get you and bring you home.
Home. That sounds so nice.
Home, see? Bring you home.
Put my slave collar on me and start grooming me to be your house boy, your pool boy.
There you go. There you go.
She's been practicing her hypnosis.
Hypnosis?
My hypnosis?
Yep. You've seen Get Out, right?
Me?
Am I the only one here who's seen
Get Out? I've seen it. I can't think of what... I know I've seen it.
I watch it with you, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Google it, Daniel.
The mom hypnotizes the black kid and makes him a slave, turns him into a slave.
No, I have not seen that. That sounds like a racist movie.
It is.
No, it's not. It's about racism.
That's what I meant. I didn't mean
it was
racism.
Daniel's all like,
man. It's racist against white people.
Daniel's like, that's not what I meant. Never seen that movie, American History X? Man, I hate the way it ends. It starts out good.
I like the beginning when he was skinhead.
you're the worst.
All right. Jeremy.
Coley.
Good. Right, yes. All right, thank
Jeremy,
you,
babe.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
Coley. Babe.
Damn,
you hate when I call you that. I know.
I do.
But it's weird. It's weird on a podcast. I don't know.
Hate when I call you.
I feel like everybody that listens to us understands that you guys are a couple, so you could probably call her babe and get away with it.
Okay, wife.
Wifey.
Thank you for joining
hubby,
us tonight.
You're welcome, hubby.
And thank you, good listeners, for joining us for this episode of course, we have a podcast. We will be back some other time with another episode whenever we damn well feel like doing one. Yep. All right. Till then. See y'all later.
Bye.
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 Stop it.